Welcome to the Lighter Side of the Dark Side. It's your weekly freak show here on Renegade Radio and also YouTube, iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Deezer, wherever you, Podcast Addict, Podchaser, wherever you're listening to us. It's a Dark Mark show. I'm Dark Mark, the goth comedian. And even though Halloween is the most wonderful time of the year, it is our annual holiday special. And I'm here with our co-host. She's not on camera, but I assure you she is here. She's
Thank everybody's
favorite vegan heavy metal DJ, Hannah Bach.
Hi, guys. I think for the new year, we have to come up with a new introduction since I am no longer DJing.
Well, former DJ?
Yeah, that works.
Former DJ.
The artist formerly known as.
Yeah, the artist formerly known as.
Everybody's favorite vegan heavy metal two podcast host. How about that?
There we go.
We'll figure it out. Well, Hannah, you know, and I was going to say this right before the show, but we've got quite a Christmas special here. You missed him last year.
I did.
You talked to him on the phone. Now you get to see him in person, if it's only virtually. The one, the only, Santa Claus.
Hi, Santa.
Hello. Hi, Hannah. Good to see you.
And, good to see you.
The eyes light up every time the women see Santa Claus. I noticed that. Even I was worried because we're not in person, but even in the virtual Zoom world, everybody's eyes are lighting up seeing you, Santa.
Good, good. I'm happy about that. Happy to be here. It's going to be a great show. It always is. Looking forward to see what happens here.
Yes. Santa's a little serious now, but trust me, that will change. Santa, Hannah, you remember that Batman movie where they had Tommy Lee Jones as Two-Face and they had the nice Drew Barrymore and Debbie Mazar as like the nice and the naughty and nice?
Mm-hmm.
That was that Batman Forever.
I think so. Yeah, Batman Forever. We kind of have that here, although the nice girl's not as nice as you would think, and the naughty girl's a little nicer than she lets on. We have two of my favorite people, two of the funniest people I know. One is she just laughs, so I'll go defer to her. Is the radio host and the voiceover artist, actress, comedian. She's done it all, and she's also the host of Y-Tune Shuffle, which I've been on, and she's one of my favorites. I finally got her on the show, and she also just put out her first comedy album, which is Pandemic Girl, Maggie Mayfield.
Hi, Dark Mark. It's been, I'm so excited. Thank you for having me. And I wasn't sure. I was like, am I the naughty one that's kind of nice or the nice one that's kind of naughty too? But then I was like, oh yeah, I know what's coming, and she's amazing.
See, that's the radio host in you, because he set me up perfectly.
Yes.
Because the naughty one is our friend, and it's funny, I have not seen her. I just saw, Facebook reminded me the last time I saw her and talked to her for about 3 hours in the parking lot of the CIA, which is what we normally do, was 1 year ago today.
Was it a year ago?
December 21st. I posted a picture of you on stage because you were on my show, but she is a model. She is an actress. She is a fashion designer. She is a comedian. She does everything. Another Hollywood hyphenate and another one of my favorite people and one of the funniest people I know, Rotten Kitty.
Hi, everybody.
Hi. Happy holidays to everybody. I don't want to offend anybody because, you know, everybody celebrates what they celebrate. And
no, you do want to offend
everybody. You want to offend everyone. That's what I thought the whole purpose of the show was.
That's how you get canceled. And when you're canceled, then you know that you're making it.
So. I thought you said that was how you get cancer.
Oh.
Oh.
Canceled. Yes. Canceled. Okay. Like cancel culture.
Right. Oh.
Nobody's canceling Santa Claus. Anyway,
too far. Too far. Okay.
Have I already been canceled? Is it? No. Do you find out? Is there like an egg timer? Do we know when we're canceled?
They have a Twitter page for that now.
Oh, we're going to go through some of your tweets, Kitty, because
please no.
You've been very busy tweeting since you know, we can't be on stage and everything.
But that's all I've got now.
Before we do that, and you call yourself amateur human being, professional entertainer, which I think is appropriate.
Thank you. I don't want to lie to people.
Yes. But before we get started, we got to let me just say that we have a couple sponsors real quick, which is we still are sponsored by Audible, which is a good thing. And Audible, we're all on the road. We're all, well, not so much anymore, but we're stuck at home. We got stuff to do. There's only so many shows you can binge watch. Listen to a book. learn something. Or even, they have so many Santa Claus books, Santa Knows, on Audible. Not only that, they have a, not only do they have the classics, Santa Claus is Coming to Town, they have, the, you know, all of the all of your classics, but they have an erotic adventure, Santa Claus and His Wife.
Is it an erotic choose your own adventure?
I'm not sure, but it looked very interesting. It was Santa Claus's wife. Santa Claus, your wife looks very good on the cover. But they have they have everything from Shakespeare to smuts. But it's a good thing if you got kids, you can curl up with an audiobook and read along or whatever you want. They've got everything from Shakespeare to smut. And now you get a free book and access to Audible Plus. So there's all sorts of Audible originals on there. Kate McKinnon has a play. They have The Sandman. They did a version of The Sandman, Neil Gaiman's Sandman with James McAvoy. They have an alternate version of Alien 3. Whatever you want, it's all on Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/DMS. Audibletrial.com/DMS. Still sponsored by Do Me Some Cooking, everybody's favorite vegan restaurant. Even Santa Claus likes that. And I don't know who's, there's some weird, like, I don't know if that's me. Somebody's buzzing, but you hear that? That was you, Kitty, I guess, because you just shut something off.
No, I just hit the box.
Oh, good.
I'm real high tech here.
Apparently there's a real bomb high in your tech apartment because it was hissing. But anyway, Do Me Some Cooking. Maggie, you're not vegan.
Sometimes.
Okay, well, if you are, go to, well, first off, save all your local restaurants are all over the country.
And tip everyone if you can.
A lot if you can, because it's horrible out there. I mean, they just can't keep them busy. They were just talking about Michelli's in Hollywood might close down.
Oh, really?
Lucille Ball waited tables there. Mm-hmm. That's how long it's been around.
Mm-hmm.
But forget Michelli's. Save Do Me Some Cooking, because I like that restaurant. It's the best vegan food you ever had. Right, Hannah?
It really is.
Now, what's your favorite dish at Do Me Some Cooking? Because I've been talking about the stuff I like and their new chicken quarter moon sandwich enough.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, I haven't had a chance. You know, I haven't been there in a year as of February, because I live so far away, because I live by the beach and they're in Hollywood.
Right.
But my favorite was always when I did like the mock Big Mac with the fun fries. And then they have Chili Oreno at their next place across the street. The nachos are good. I mean, everything's good. The carrot cake.
Yes.
Oreo cake.
Yes. Oreos are vegan.
Yeah, they have the deep fried Oreos.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you don't want to have a carrot cake with meat in it. But the Big Mac on the secret menu is something I do recommend. Fun fries, you can get like chili cheese fries. You can get buffalo chicken fries. It's great stuff. 1253 Vine Streets. And I believe they're going to have Christmas dinner too. So I know the Thanksgiving dinner is great. 1253 Vine Street. That's where the Tex-Mex is, and the Do Me Some Cooking. Culver City or City Terrace has the Do Me's, and Toronto, Canada has the Do Me's. Save Do Me's, save your restaurants. Go in there, order, take it out, have fun. It's delicious. And also, one more, real quick. My favorite energy drink, our new sponsor. You're not aware of this, Kitty or Santa.
No, I'm not.
My favorite energy drink, Raise Energy Drink. You can't get this at 7-Eleven. You can't get this at a supermarket.
Where can you get it?
GNCs, gyms, has amino acids. It's really zero calories, zero carbs, zero crash. This is the Phantom Freeze flavor. I'm gonna, because I gotta keep pace with all four of you, so let me see here.
Oh, look at you drinking it on camera.
Delicious. That's his Christmas cheer.
Once again, I tried to get some vegan eggnog for the show and I couldn't find it. It's gone fast. Anyway,
yeah, so it's pretty much sold out of everywhere.
It's I saw it this weekend. I should have grabbed it. But Hannah, where do you want to start? We have three terrific guests.
Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Hi there.
It's been quite a year, Santa. How are you making the deliveries this year with the COVID restrictions?
Well, if you pay attention to Dr. Fauci at any time, he said, and he let the world know, that Santa had an innate resistance to the COVID. So I'm going to go with that. I'm going to take the
trip. Really?
I always well, yes, absolutely. So I'm going to be delivering toys. Now, I'm going to do it safely because most of the time I'm outside. When I come down the chimney, well, then I'll just hold my breath while I drop off the gifts, and then I'll bounce back at the chimney, and I will take a deep breath and get back to my correct oxygen level, and then fly around some more. But that's how I intend to do it. At the North Pole, we're way north, so we're way above all this COVID silliness. You can see my office here. I even keep the blinds closed so that COVID can't get in through the window.
Right.
And yes, so we're good. The elves are good. They're building toys as fast as they can. The reindeer are strong and healthy and they're ready to fly and pull my big, large derriere all over the world in one night. So we're good. We're good with the COVID thing.
Yes, Anna, I thought your office, it looked a lot like a studio apartment, but you have a rough year here. I'm sorry?
It's been a rough year up here at the North Pole. So
I'm sure it has. Now, you have an innate...
A tiny cottage.
Yes, a cottage, yes.
Now, you have an innate immunity to the COVIDs, but what about the elves, the reindeer, Mrs. Claus? What about them?
Well, we keep them all confined and filter the air. We don't allow the elves to go out, and if they do go out, they stay out, and nobody likes to be out in the snow at the North Pole. Mrs. Claus spends her time in the kitchen making cookies, and that takes up everything she all the time. So we're good to go, yeah. So there's no issue with that. I know a lot of people are worried about that, a lot of children especially, and I try to reassure them all that there will be no issue with toy delivery on Christmas Eve.
Now, is this the same for the Easter Bunny, the Tooth Fairy, and all of your compatriots? Are they immune as well?
I don't get much chance to see them during the busy season, which is now. However, the Easter Bunny is just hopping right along, and he seems very fine. The Tooth Fairy... I don't know what she does with all those teeth, but she's okay, too. So, yeah, the Tooth Fairy, the Easter Bunny, Santa Claus, we're all in good shape. We take care of business.
I'm sure she's Tooth Fairy sanitizes all the teeth. But
with the Listerine, yeah.
Yeah, we had actually a couple years ago, we were trying to get you back, and you were busy. And we instead had Stanton LaVey, the grandson of the founder of the Church of Satan, on in your absence. And he talked about when he grew up, he was told about the pagan figure, Father Frost, who was very similar to Santa Claus. Are you familiar with Father Frost?
I am. Occasionally I play Father Frost. Sometimes if I'm in England, I'm Father Christmas, I'm called by many names in many places. So okay. Yes, Frost and every culture has its own vision of me, and I do my best to fit in.
So this is like a secret identity. You're secretly Father Frost.
Exactly. Oh, wow. Want to see him change identity?
Yeah, let's see. Uh-huh. What do you got going on?
What we got?
Uh-oh, he's taking off one hat.
No.
Uh-oh, here it is. Oh, now he's putting on the roof.
There we go.
Look how excited the kitty
play
is.
This part.
Who wouldn't be excited? It's Santa.
Exactly. It's Santa Claus. Santa Claus at your service. We're here to grant your wishes. We're here to take your letters. We're here to fulfill whatever we can to make you happy, to make the world a better place.
Now, Hannah, have you ever wanted to ask Santa Claus a question?
Actually, not really. Never have. Yeah.
Okay. All right. Well, Santa's going to determine who's naughty and who's nice later, and he's nice. going to give the gifts. But are the reindeer going to be wearing masks this year? Is that what's going to happen?
Reindeer? No, they don't wear masks because they need a lot of air coming in. Especially right. The six that are behind the two that are in front.
Okay. Yeah, because Rudolph's nose would probably burn through the mask. So
it would. It would blow double mask for Rudolph. Yes, we can't have that. Oh, and I want to say, too, instead of carrots, can you leave out oats this year? Because the carrots give the reindeer gas.
Oh.
Have there been years where people left too many carrots and there was...
Yes.
Oh.
And the reindeer binge on the carrots, and then their intestinal system gets all churned up. And the next thing you know, it's just not as pleasant.
Well, what was the gassiest year, Santa Claus, that you've been doing this? Because I know you've been doing this a long time.
The what?
The gassiest year.
Oh, the gassiest year. That would have been 86. It was a bumper 86 crop was pretty of gassy. Carrots. Carrots were almost giveaway at the grocery store in 86. There were piles of them everywhere. And the reindeer, by the time we got back, oh, let me tell you, cleaning up the stable the next couple of days, oof.
Well, because of COVID, I will tell you, I actually went to a mall this weekend because that's probably the last time I'll ever get a chance to. And they don't have the department store Santas now because of COVID, and they don't want to, you know, anybody close to each other. They had lines. They had lines out the store, out of the stores. You couldn't believe. Bath and Body Works. I was going to hit, and it was so line was so long. It was like forget it. There's a department store Hollister. I don't even. I've never been in there. I don't know what it is, but that was the longest line. Huge. I don't know what. Hannah, do you know Hollister? What is Hollister?
A store I would always pass the mall and never go in.
Right. Abercrombie and Fitch, big line. So there's no, so you don't get the Salvation Army Santas, you don't get the Department Store Santas. So you must breathe a sigh of relief. There's not a lot of imitators around, or
oh, that's correct. Yeah, all the wannabes are home, you know, taking care of themselves. There are a few places that have Santas, but what they've done is they put up a large plexiglass screen.
Oh, so
what you really have is you have Salad Bar Santa, and who wants that?
Salad Bar Santa.
Salad Bar Santa. So you can't get to them. It's like this huge sneeze guard. You have to wash it every once in a while because some little kid, you know, just goes crazy. But I don't care for the Salad Bar Santa thing.
You don't want a Salad Bar Santa.
No, no. I want the interaction. I want to be able to see the child and speak to them. And
right.
See the person.
Have them sit on your lap and everything else. And I'm sorry that you're not going to get that this year. That's one of the traditions when Santa comes on the Dark Mark show is everybody gets to sit on his lap, and usually there's a little after hours spanking session and that type of thing. We found out a couple of years ago that Santa has buns of steel. Well, we find something out about you every year. The first year you were on with the punk rock band Symbol Six. Yes. We found out that your favorite lead singer of Black Flag was Henry Rollins. Then the next year, you were with Cindy Starfall, the adult film star, and we found out that you had little helpers, cute little young lady helpers everywhere around the world, including Vietnam. The next year,
I like that show a lot.
Turned bright red.
Santa misses Cindy Starfall. I know that. Then the next year, we had Santa on with the Russ Meyer actress, Kitten the TV Dodd, and we found out that he had buns of steel. And last year, you're on with a virtual reality star, Ella Darling, and we found out that you had a foot fetish.
I'm not gonna confirm or deny anything.
Okay, well the show's online. Anyway, Maggie, this is the first time on the Dark Mark show. Is it everything you figured it would be and more?
Yeah, I feel like actually I have deja vu right now.
what deja vu is that?
Like where you've already been here, like
oh, her yeah. her worst nightmares are all happening at once.
No,
because Maggie is a tremendous comedian. Now she has moved from LA to Austin, Texas, as with the rest of LA. And how's that going? I went to Austin once, and I went there I heard what a party town it was, and I got there the one day that nobody was partying.
Oh, you were probably just in the wrong part of town because there's a lot of parts of Austin. There's like the young part downtown and then like the 30 somethings in the middle and then like the old people party in the very, very north tip of Austin. That's what I've heard so far. But everything's open, which is cool. Like you can go places and it's almost too relaxed. Like I went into a store the other day and forgot that I wasn't wearing a mask. I was like, we can't be in here. And so immediately went out. Like it's wild how different it is, and people like aren't scared of stuff. They're just like, whatever, it's fine.
Vegas is kind of the same way. Kitty's looking at in horror at this.
I'm usually scared of everything, so this isn't helping.
Yeah.
But then again, we're all gonna die someday.
Exactly.
And the scariest thing about the COVID is that we all might have had it. We all might have it. We don't know.
Well, I was going to say the best part is for some people dying, it's God's plan. That's what I've heard.
Leave it to Kitty to be. That's the philosophy of Rotten Kitty. She always comes.
I didn't come up with that. The God people said that.
The God people. Okay. We'll get to God people in a second. But Maggie, when I was on your show, Y-Toon Shuffle, which is a great podcast, Santa or Kitty, Hannah, this podcast where Maggie has somebody a guest choose five songs that impacted their life, or just, or it's not even that impacted you. It's like any five songs.
Five songs that make you think of a specific time, person, or place in your life. And then we play a little bit of the song, you tell a little bit of the story, and we just interview you based on that. So there's no pressure. It's just like, what do you love? And like, who are you? That's it.
Oh, fun. And I like that.
And because of that, we talked about my upbringing, moving around the country in a mobile home, a motor home, actually.
You're a gypsy.
I was a bit of a gypsy. We went across country in a motor home. But I didn't know that you had a similar story. You were born in New Jersey. You're a Jersey girl.
Yeah.
And
I'm not a gypsy though. Not on purpose.
Well, you went cross country. You went from New Jersey to California.
Yeah. My parents got divorced and my mom was like, fuck this state. Can I say that? She was like, forget this state. And
we encourage profanity.
Okay. And basically she was like, I don't care about you, ex-husband, and like moved my sister, myself, and our two dogs across the country in the Jeep. And then we moved in with my uncle for a little while and that was it. So I was 15 at the time. That's not hard at all.
Hey, middle of high school. Star.
Oh my God. Yeah, I can say that now. Then I was like, I hate you, you bitch. No, I never said that, but yeah.
No, you just said it, it's fine.
Yeah, it's fine. She doesn't listen to these things anyway. I love you, Mom. it's fine.
You're from listening to this one specifically.
So yeah, so that's it. So at 15, I graduated high school in Orange County. And then from there, I found a career in radio and I was like, I'm going to see the whole world. And here we go.
And you kind of did. I mean, you went from market to market. Mm-hmm. I got into podcasting late. I've had so much fun that I was like, man, I wish when I was out of college or high school that I had the foresight to say, I love to do radio because I would love to be in radio. Although this, we have the freedom to do whatever you want. Mm-hmm. Doing regular radio, you have some freedom, but it's not the same. Is that correct?
Yeah, but the stakes are bigger, I think. Mm-hmm. And so there's a lot more to play and there's a lot more money. And yeah, it's cool. Like you're like a celebrity everywhere you go, which is kind of fun. All you have to do is be like, drop your credentials. And they're like, oh my God, I love that station. Oh my God, I hate that. Or they're like, I hate that, but do you have concert tickets? It doesn't matter. People get excited.
Even when you were working on Coast, which is kind of an easy listening station, or...
Oh my God. Yeah. Are you kidding me? Coast was like, especially this time of year, because they play Christmas from like November 1st.
I remember Coast. That's awesome.
Yeah. People love Coast. I still love Coast. My mom loved Coast. Here's a funny story. So when we moved from New Jersey to California, my mom fell in love with the morning show, who would eventually become my boss, Mark Wallengren. But the woman that works at night was like Delilah's direct competitor, Karen Sharp, who does love songs, who is referenced so much in comedy. It's disgusting. Like she's so great. You've also heard her on the Friends episode where like Ross and Rachel break up and like Ross calls the radio station and is like, I love Rachel. I want to dedicate this song. You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, it's fine. So
I'll have to binge it in. It's like, everybody's shaking their head, but the rest of America knows what you're talking about.
Okay, good. I'll be your pop culture reference for the rest of the day. My mom wrote this big long email into Karen Sharp for Love Songs, writing out this like big long graduation letter to my sister and myself. And she was like, listen to the radio. And so we like the whole, like all the friends, all the family were like gathered around the radio listening to this thing. It was so awkward. I'm 18 years, barely 18 at the time. And like we're listening to Karen Sharp read this like very sweet letter that my mom wrote. Aww. So it's very weird. Like, you know, fast forward 20 years and like to meet all these people that had a very weird impact substantially on, you know, on my youth. So.
Well, you taped the show and you taped the podcast at iHeart Studios, which I didn't mm-hmm. know iHeart bought Clear Channel, but I mean, I've never been in a radio studio that, it was probably the dumpy studio that they had there. And it was so much more high tech than I've ever seen. It was a great studio. I mean, it was roomy. I mean, there's so much stuff. But you were telling me that day that there were so many people that you met. I think there was some sort of Rod Stewart story that you told, or like you got to see Rod Stewart or there was some.
Yeah, Rod Stewart. Yeah, he was really cool. I had a dream that I was going to name, because my name's Maggie Mayfield. And I was like, I had this dream that my first comedy album was going to be called How Rod Stewart Ruined My Life. and told him that in an interview. And he was like, I need to meet you. I need to meet you. yeah, he's an interesting character. Val Kilmer was actually my favorite, even though he's got some tongue like throat thing. But like, I was his chauffeur for the whole day. So anytime like a celebrity comes in, someone is assigned to that person to show them around, go to the bathroom, get them a drink, get them whatever they need. You're going to be here. And now it's here. Now pictures. Now this.
Went to the bathroom with Val Kilmer.
You go to the bathroom for him?
I can. It's magic. But he was great. Like because he has like some speech impediment now. Like he can't really talk. Like people say
throat
cancer. Yeah. But he came in.
Does he have one of those voice boxes thing? No.
No, he doesn't. But he was so fun. And the whole time, all he wanted to do was like James Bond it all the way down the hallway. So like the whole time we're like secret agent guns, like down the hall, you know, and like I would sing his theme song. Like he was a trip. Like he was my favorite for sure that came in. So
that's so weird because that's great. I'm glad to hear that. But it's so weird because he has the worst reputation in Hollywood.
Does he have the worst? Really? You know, the worst?
Well,
really?
It's up there.
Apparently, he flicked a cigarette at the guy's face on its head.
Okay. Yeah. Let me just say, did he Me Too anybody?
Probably. I'm sure he did. If you buy his book, he just came out with an autobiography. And let me tell you, Val loves him some Val. and it's cute. I couldn't get through it all, but I was like, okay, this guy. He loves him.
Mellowed out.
Yeah, he loves him some Val. It's cute. Difficult to get through all of, but there's a very interesting love story between him and Cher, which is worth buying it for sure. For sure.
Or listening on Audible?
Yes, listening on Audible, as well.
Audibletrial.com/DMS. Rod Kitty, always with a good segue. So what's been going on in the 365 days since I talked to you?
Oh my gosh, I don't know. Oh my gosh, I don't know. I've been wrangling unicorns and slaying dragons, and I've been tracking dust bunnies. I'm really good at tracking dust bunnies. Like I could be a professional dust bunny rancher at this point. Pretty good at it.
And you got sticky rat poison on your skin at some point.
I did. I've been desperately trying to clean out the garage, and I found a box of toys, and I thought, oh, I'm going to donate these toys. And so I reached into the box. They were like children's toys from like childhood and growing up. And some of them were still in packages because my parents are weird. And so I'm going through the box. And just so you know, kids, if you're going to try and clear out an old hoarder's garage, you should wear gloves because you might reach into a box of children's toys and meet some rat poison. So it's kind of awesome. Want to put some baby oil on a cotton round and then rinse with some dish soap and water. Not regular soap, dish soap, like they use for the duckies.
Dawn.
They get covered in oil.
Oh. Yeah. Yeah, so these were your old toys when you were a kid? Is that what's
going on? No, I think these might have been some of my sister's toys, but she said she didn't care if I just tossed whatever. So.
Well, yeah, she's a grown woman now. What's she going to do?
I don't know.
Was there anything that had sentimental value that you just couldn't throw away?
Oh, I'm sure there's probably stuff in there that has sentimental value. I'm sure you have to have a heart to care, though.
There you go. That's true. That Rotten Kitty does not.
No, I don't. There's a huge void right there.
Yes. So I was going to say, and by the way, this hair is supposed to be pink. I didn't try to emulate your always beautiful purple hair. But it did come out kind of purplish. But now, Rotten Kitty, you're making faces. First I got to ask you. The last time you were on the show, and I was apologizing before the show because I was on speed or something that show. I completely ruined it. But it was you and our friend Ahmad El Khadri, very funny comedian, and I for some reason had ADD and was running a mile a minute and couldn't and completely destroyed the podcast. Plus I was trying to set you up with him. I was trying to set you up with me. It was awful. But, but
Hannah, I'm not saying anything.
I'm not saying anything. I know nothing.
Private conversations. A year and a half later, you can tell me what you guys are talking about.
Hannah, you know, I'm gonna back up on this one, and I'm gonna let you decide whether or not you want to say anything. But I know we didn't actually say anything because we were recorded. We were just speaking with our eyes.
We were speaking with our eyes, and you know, I don't remember because the only reason I remember I know what year it is because they keep reminding me. Like, I'm starting to forget everything.
Really? Because I don't remember because I blocked it out.
Oh, what was that? We were talking about ex-boyfriends.
Oh,
was
it? How long it had been?
Yeah.
I was gonna say, And whatever long it was, it's been that much longer.
Yeah, because the first time you were on, well, you guys bonded over bad dates at Toy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
And but you must have had bad dates that weren't at Toy.
I think they've all been bad if they haven't worked out up to this point. Isn't that kind of how it worked?
Yeah,
I've had good dates that just you don't either. I had a really great date last year, and we really hit it off. But there was she lived far away, and we just could never connect after that. So I didn't mean to correct you, but what I was going to say, the COVID has affected a lot of people. A lot of people are sequestered in the house, being antisocial, and just binge watching things. How has this affected you? Because you did that before.
It hasn't affected me at all. Like, I'm the only person that wasn't complaining about it. Really, it hasn't really bothered me other than the fact that I'm good.
Sorry to give you the hard questions. Now I'm gonna use Maggie's approach. Santa's laughing. I'm gonna use Maggie's approach. Tell me one song that has affected your life.
That's a hard question, sir.
Five is hard. I had a hard time narrowing it down to five, but give me one. One song that encompasses a piece of your life, Rob Kitty.
Oh, mine? I thought you were talking to Maggie.
No. I already know Maggie's top five.
Oh.
But she did a show.
Shoot.
And her top five, I think, was different from yours. Because the country singer Eric Church was on our top five. And I don't know. And by the way, Maggie, because you worked for a country station, why does every country star now look like George Michael?
They do.
We all have the really tight beard and the poofy hair and they're wearing a leather jacket. It's like the Faith video is what every country singer looks like these days. Am I wrong, Maggie? Except for Chris Stapleton, other than him.
That and they have highlights.
Yes, background, Chris Stapleton are the exceptions. But other than them, right?
Yeah, you're right.
And they all wear baseball caps now. When did the baseball cap replace the cowboy hat? How did
it's called bro country now, okay? It's bro country.
Oh, no.
And you've heard a lot more Eric Church than I have. I've heard one song from him, except for the song that you played. Mm-hmm. And it may have been the shittiest song I've ever heard in my life, which is the song Springsteen.
I love that song.
You know what that song is? I don't know if Hannah, I know Santa may have heard this. Rod and Kitty and Hannah. And this is a song where he basically says, man, I was born in the USA. I'm on fire. Springsteen. That's like the whole song.
That's not the song at all.
That's the whole song.
No, it's not.
Mommy, Daddy, please stop fighting.
I'm thinking about the glory days and,
So he just referenced a bunch of Bruce Springsteen songs.
And then just like sprinkled in the word Springsteen.
You remember that Kid Rock song where he basically sang Sweet Home Alabama?
Oh, that was awful. Why do you have to bring back that year?
Like, I don't like Bruce Springsteen, but at least he wrote I'm on fire instead of saying, hey, I'm on fire, Springsteen.
That's a very sexy song, I'm on fire. I love that song.
Okay, well. Maggie, you're saying I'm totally off, but
I didn't know that Kid Rock sang I'm on fire.
No, he sang
no.
I'm lost.
He sang a song that, like, basically he's like, the whole song was like, yeah, I'm hanging out by the fishing hole singing Sweet Home Alabama, and then he starts singing Sweet Home Alabama, and you're like, what is this, karaoke? What is this shit?
No,
it's a Budweiser commercial.
No, the Springsteen song is basically him remembering when he was 17, and Springsteen is the soundtrack to his life of 17.
I got it.
There's no way Bruce Springsteen was ever 17. He was born a grizzled old man. He's never been 17. I don't buy that at all. Has anybody seen him 17?
No, but Eric Fanta? Church was 17.
No, Eric Church was 17.
Eric Church was 17. When he was singing, ode to Springsteen. When Eric Church was 17, and he's like, "I love you."
I'll buy it.
Yeah,
I'm not a big country music fan, but it's funny because
you're a big country music critic.
I guess so. Maggie, go ahead. You were just about to say.
I was like, but you also like indecipherable sounds. Like, I don't understand. Like, I think all your top five, I was like, I can't tell the difference between 1 through 5. I'd have to go back and listen.
First off, 1 was Bob Seger. So that was.
Oh, yeah. That's right. Oh, yeah. I remember.
And you liked the song by my friends Addicted to Fiction, which you said on air. But now you're saying you don't.
I don't remember. I do remember we had one guest that came on and all 5 of his songs were heavy metal songs. And I was like, I think my co-host at one point was like, yeah, this is a real banger. And it happened to be the song we already played. Like, they just all sounded the same. So that's what I think of like heavy metal, except unless you're Rammstein, then it's.
Yes. You know how Santa's a big Rammstein fan, by the way.
Nice.
What's your favorite Rammstein song, Santa?
Name 3 and I'll tell you which one I like best.
Well, it's Du Hast, there's Pussy, and Engel.
Is Engel the one that sounds like Isle of Dogs, the whistle from Isle of Dogs?
Yeah.
I love that one.
No, I like the one better.
See, you'll never hear that song the same way again now. I'm sorry I ruined it for you.
I can't listen to it. Yeah, exactly. Anyway, Mike, I didn't mean to. I say you've listened to more Eric Church than I have, and I didn't mean to. I was just like, oh, is this the guy that sings the spring? I get that's what the song is about.
Mama.
In the song, he name drops like 10 Bruce Springsteen songs. I'm like, the guy.
Which is also like a very country thing to do right now. Everyone's like paying ode to all these 90 artists. It's like, okay.
Yeah, are we that old?
The 90s artists? Yeah, we are.
Oh, that sucks.
So Rob Kitty, getting back to where we were, name one song in your life that is a formative song.
The Cookie Monster song.
Aww.
The Cookie Monster, and then why is that? What do you think of when you think of the Cookie Monster song?
I think of Cookie Monster. Like, who doesn't love Cookie Monster?
That's so cute.
I like everything Muppets. Everything Muppets.
You like Muppets? You like Disney? Do you have Disney Plus, by the way? Because
I do not, unfortunately. No, I do not, and I would very much like to see the second season of The Mandalorian.
Maggie, Hannah, Santa. Well, Santa knows, but Maggie and Hannah, Rotten Kitty probably still has the clamshell VHS collection.
You
Disney.
Always love to bring this up. I have no idea what your obsession is with this.
No, it's my obsession, awesome.
Well, one day we talked 4 hours about Song of the South and its pros and cons.
It's a complex issue, and I don't think that Disney should just wipe it under the rug and keep it in the Disney vault like it doesn't exist, like a redheaded stepchild or some weird freak that they keep chained to the radiator in the attic. I think that they should at least acknowledge that it exists, not try to wipe away all the characters near Splash Mountain. Like, seriously, you're going to reinvent Splash Mountain and you're going to make it, I'm getting on a tangent, but Splash Mountain was supposed to be, you know, an adjunct to the Country Bear Jamboree, which is no longer there. And frankly, I don't care if Disneyland ever opens up. I'm not coming back.
Until they bring back Uncle Remus.
It's not a prerequisite. I'm just saying you can't get rid of Brer Bear and Brer Fox and Brer Brer Rabbit, you know, outside, except for on like the special Disney occasions where they just have like pass holders and people with wristbands and people who are smart enough to outsmart the Disney security people and stay in the park for the event. But yeah, you can't just change that ride and pretend like it didn't exist.
Now, Kitty, I don't think I've ever asked you this on air, but I know I've asked you this plenty of times off air, and we've got.
Oh, good, being on the spot.
That's the show. You know I'm always going to put you on the spot.
This is a terrible idea. Go for it.
Why do goths love Disney?
I don't know. Ask one.
That's what I'm asking. I'm asking you.
Oh, I'm a goth? Okay. I don't know because there's a lot of really dark Disney. Disney doesn't do light subject. I mean, like lately they're trying to be politically correct, but you go back in Disney history and you're talking about, you know, stepmothers trying to kill teenage girls. You're talking about, you know, just men just like coming in and planting a kiss on a woman and just waking her up like she just asked for it. You know, were you talking about
the way it used to be?
Imprisoned children, like most of the Disney princesses are children. I mean, if they're based on like Hans Christian Andersen novels, mm-hmm. and you know, not novels but fairy tales, and I mean most of the time they're supposed to die and they don't, and Disney allows for them to live and just changes the ending, and good for them. But it's dark. It's got a lot of, you know, really dark beginnings to a lot of the act ones.
I thought it was the happiest place on earth.
Disneyland might be the happiest place on earth, but that's just because the facades are pretty. If you ever have to like leave during peak hours and they're trying to get people out of the park and you have to walk behind the facades, you get to see like mascots taking their heads off and stuff.
I'm sure there's urine and people. Oh,
I don't know.
People having sex in the park. And
I don't know. I didn't. That would have made the park a lot more enjoyable.
Because they always say that, like on Space Mountain and Splash Mountain, they, you know, because they have cameras watching you all the time. They always catch people having sex in Space Mountain.
Not just on the ride. Not on Splash. Not on Space Mountain. There's nowhere to
fast. Yeah.
No.
I'm sure some men could do it on Space Mountain.
Santa.
Maggie.
I think what they do is they flash at the end.
Well, that's it. Yeah.
Is that what sex is now? I've noticed that men seem to equate sex with pictures, and they're more interested in pictures than they are in pussy. What's with that?
No disappointment on their end, I guess.
Is this what you're experiencing, Katie? Are you guys are more interested in pictures and sex? Is that what's going on these days?
I don't know. That's just what I heard. It's just what I read. I'm just reporting the facts.
I know there was a tweet that he said that somebody wanted you to send him a dirty picture and tell everybody what you sent him.
It's very sweet when gentlemen assume and demand. It's kind of rude. And when a gentleman says, send me dirty pics, you got to be careful when you're asking a comedian, because I sent him a picture of a soiled little brox.
Amazing.
Hey, he asked for dirty.
Yeah.
That may be the most goth thing you've ever done. Santa, is there a song? Is there a song that takes you back? That in your life? That if I was to say one song that impacted your life, tell me what it would be.
Well, I've been thinking about this. I'm going to tell you two songs, and I only want to be concerned with the second one. The
first, besides Rammstein's "Pussy."
Grandma got run over by a reindeer.
Yeah. Everybody Plays the Fool. That's an old song. You may or may not remember that.
Mm-hmm. I remember that. Yeah.
Currently, it's a ZZ Top Sharp Dress Man.
Ooh.
I like being sharp dressed.
You know? I was going to say, you have kind of the beard's getting ZZ a lot Top. Longer than yeah. It was when I first met you. You kind of got a ZZ Top sort of vibe now.
Well, a couple of reasons for that, but 2-3 days ago, I had 2 inches cut off the beard to trim it up to this.
Mm.
But when I first met you, I still had to have a sort of a professional life, so I had to appease the man. So that's why it couldn't be this long. But now I don't care. They don't care. So here we're letting it go. Well, I still want it to look good. I don't want it to be.
Oh, the beard looks great. This is—it's never looked better.
Oh, well, thank you. I'll tell Julie. She's my hairdresser.
Yes.
Oh, please. My compliments to the hairdresser.
Yes, exactly. You know, all I do is grow it. She makes it look good.
You
don't do anything about this, though. I don't know what.
No. We love that.
That looks wonderful.
That's the whole point. Now, Hannah, I was going to ask everybody this. More musical stuff. Hannah, what is your favorite Christmas song and your least favorite Christmas song?
I can give you my least favorite, Feliz Navidad, because I get stuck in your head. It's super annoying. Favorite? Rudolph, I guess. It's the only one I know.
You want to know something, okay. Hannah? This is this is why I love you. I had to play the maracas in Feliz Navidad in middle school.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
No, I was good at it, bitch. Yeah. I was good at it. Yeah, no, yeah.
Very progressive middle school.
Well, that's what you do when you're the one kid that's also in the orchestra.
And what, Kitty, what is your favorite Christmas song and your least favorite Christmas song?
I don't know. I like a lot of the Christmas songs, but then I can also listen to Christmas in July. So it's like Christmas is, I don't know. There's just something magical about Christmas, and I'm usually in a kind of a bah humbug kind of mood. So you'd be listening and all of a sudden like Judy Garland's White Christmas will come on. And it's kind of hard not to kind of hum along, you know. There's a lot of good anything sung by Elvis is always fine. Muppets.
You got your Christmas sweater. You're definitely in the Christmas mood today.
I had to be. Santa was gonna be on. Mark,
make sure you get your gifts.
Well, your gifts are coming. Santa's getting redder as the show's going along. But yeah. And what's one Christmas song that you can't stand? Everybody's got one of them. Like, oh, I can't stand that one.
I'm sure that there's probably a lot of them that I can't think of right now that always irritate me. And I can't think of it right now. Like, well, there's some that disappoint. I think Noel kind of bothers me or is it Silent Night? I think it's Silent Night. It's like, I literally like Silent Night. It goes into that bridge, and then all of a sudden it's all Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. And I'm like, oh, this could have been a really great secular tune. So when it gets to that part, I always say that dude, if I'm not around my religious friends, because I don't want to offend them, and they don't watch this garbage. I tell you right now, they do not watch my nonsense.
Amazing.
But they should. Maggie, what's your favorite Christmas song, and what's your least favorite Christmas song?
I'm only going to tell you if you tell us what yours are.
Awesome.
Okay, because I've got one for you that, and I think it might change your mind about the song you were just about to mention. My favorite is the Drifters' White Christmas. They're like, ba-doo, ba-doo, bo-bo.
Oh, that's so a good ba-doo. One.
I know. Home Alone. It's so
good. I was going to say anything from Home Alone.
Yeah. And then my least favorite, there's a couple, but I think it's either 12 Days of Christmas or So This Is Christmas.
Oh, I hate that one.
Yeah.
I was gonna say like the Nutcracker count, because I don't know if I can. I mean, it's Christmas music, but that's probably one of my favorite. Like, I'll listen to Tchaikovsky all year round.
That's a good one. Yeah,
yeah, that's a great one.
Magic right there.
Yeah, this So This Is Christmas is such, I can't stand that shit. And, you
see,
know,
now it's stuck in my head. I'm like, no.
How dare I go against John Lennon? But I don't like the Beatles.
Anymore. I know. I don't like that one.
But so the whole song is predicated on, this is Christmas. I've never experienced anything like this. You grew up in England. You know what Christmas is. They're going to give me this, oh, so is this is Christmas. Like,
I think,
a revelation.
I think war is in the title of the song, too. Like, let me double check.
Merry Christmas.
That's a happy thought.
Yeah,
well, don't they use it in like the SPCA commercials too around the holidays?
Oh, something like Sarah McLachlan sings something sad.
I know. There's that. And then there's something around the holidays where it has like hungry animals and old people. And like, what the heck's going on here? And they play
that
song.
Oh, is that the one where they give hungry old people to animals, or hungry animals, or animals to hungry old people?
Something like that.
The one where you can buy people like a goat.
Yeah, for only $25 a month.
Yeah, but the thing is, you can only buy them. Okay, so I've received this in the mail. I've looked into it. Wait. I've looked into this. Apparently, there are only select markets where you can. You basically make a donation. It's like symbolically adopting a star or a tiger. You're not actually begging for a goat and then like sending it to your ex. It's not how it works. What you do is you make a donation, and then they buy livestock in another country for someone who actually needs that goat or chicken or whatever, bacon. I don't know. But you cannot just send the animal to like a family member that really needs some Christmas cheer.
can't send Beyond Burgers. You can't.
No, and you can't send it for April's Fools either. You can just do it during Christmas.
April Fools.
Very disappointing, because I did, believe it or not, and I know Mark believes me, I did call and ask.
I believe you.
Mm-hmm.
But Santa, before I give my best and best and worst Christmas songs, what are your best favorite and least favorite Christmas songs?
The best one is Santa Baby by Eartha Kitt.
Mm-hmm. That's a good one.
That's just mm-hmm. the answer for that. And the worst one is the one you were just talking about. So It's Christmas.
So This Is Christmas. Okay, John Lennon.
Yeah, it's called So This Is Christmas, War Is Over.
They have Father Christmas, they have Christmas Day, they have Boxing Day, the day after Christmas. It's a big thing there. So mm-hmm. nobody just discovered it at 40. It's just not happening. Not buying it.
Very funny, Santa. Santa's a crack up. That's a good one, Santa. I like a lot of Christmas songs. I have a Christmas mix on my streaming platform, but surprisingly, now it depends whether I'm in a silly mood or a serious mood. And I actually, not even songs, but there are two Christmas albums that I like and I listen to all the way through. It depends whether I'm serious or I'm silly. And one is the Tori Amos Christmas album is great.
Wow.
Yeah,
I think I'm familiar with that one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, A Silent Night with You, and it always arouses me. And yeah, she has a version of Holly, Ivy, and Rose, which is terrific. But probably the best Christmas album of all time, and trust me, it was a big surprise to me. And by the way, honorable mention as far as a Christmas song that I love is Tiny Tim's "Santa Claus Has Got the AIDS."
Oh.
It always warms my heart to hear that, and you know, and obviously, Santa recovered, but Twisted Sister Christmas album fucking rules.
I don't think I know that one.
It is so good. Even the Silent Night is great. It rocks.
They don't say that dude, though, do they?
What's that?
They actually say his name, don't they? They don't say that dude.
I don't know, but I haven't listened to it in a while. But they have a song called Heavy Metal Christmas, which is great. They have a song where they start like busting into Ramones. They start going, ho, 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 let's go. And they bust into like, we're not going to take it. It's so good. So good. And besides So This Is Christmas, the song that I don't like is Do They Know It's Christmas?
Oh, that's a little condescending.
I love cheesy 80s stuff, and it pains me to say it. And most of the people on the show, on the song are fine. But there's two that I just have a problem with.
You have a problem with Bono, don't you?
Of course.
I knew it.
Because
he's such a sour grape in that song.
No, I love, and I'm a U2 fan. I like U2 songs. I think U2 is good. But when the guy's sitting there and you're doing something for charity and he gets on the mic with his pretentious voice, he goes, thank God it's them instead of you. It's like, might as well just sing fuck you, fuck them, you know. That one I don't like him. And then
that was before people were woke. That was him being woke,
right? And there was somebody else on the song that just grates on me. It's the guy from Duran Duran, with his voice breaking is always a crack up when you're having fun.
He's probably so nervous. He's like, look at all these, I recognize all these people from MTV.
Right. So I'm not a big fan of, but anyway, this show has been so great. And one song that I do like that hopefully we'll be hearing in just a few minutes is Maggie's, her song, The Naughty Christmas. Now, Maggie, how Pandemic Girl is the album. I listened to it today. It's very funny.
Thank you.
It's really cute.
Yeah. Oh my God, thank you so much.
you just had Tom in your hands? You're like, well, how long have you been planning on putting out an album of comedy songs?
How long have I wanted to do that?
Yes.
I think just over a year now, but it's also been a pandemic. Like, there's been nothing, hence the name Pandemic Girl, there's been nothing to do. And so I just wrote a bunch of pandemic themed songs, which will translate post pandemic, I think.
Or the next pandemic.
Yeah.
There's a variant now.
Well, yeah. I know. I'm well aware of it.
Merry Christmas. England, so
hopefully Simon Le Bon and Bon will get it. But yeah. If there wasn't a pandemic, would this album be out? I mean, or would there, you have
an no, album? But I did tell my mentor that back in January, I was like, I think this year I want to put out an album and then like do a tour. So I did the album and not on tour. So,
are you going to do a virtual tour?
Pretty much. That's been it. So
it's post been on a, different platforms.
Yeah, pretty much. It's been an emotionally exhausting year. And so I'm just enjoying the peace, you know, like that's it.
Are you getting up and doing stand-up in Austin?
I have. Yeah. Here's, don't tell anyone. Okay. They pay you to do shows out here. It's insane.
I've heard.
Yeah.
I've done a couple shows in Austin.
Yeah. I did a show and one guy came up to me after, he's like, oh my God, you were hilarious. I need to put you on my show. It'll be in January. It doesn't pay a lot. It only pays like $60. And I was like, that sounds awesome. I'll do it. Like, no big deal. Yes, please. Thank you.
See, that's how Rotten Kitty got started, is people were just like, you're funny. Can you host shows and start paying you?
That was kind of fun.
Yeah.
I was like, you know, for me to leave work, it's got to be worth it for me to leave work because I need my job.
Yep.
But yeah, but then they give you a good reason to leave and you're like, all right, screw that job.
Yeah.
I'd rather make people squirm in their seats for money.
Exactly. Well, Santa's squirming in his seats, so I think this is a good time to give everybody their presents. Or
not. Can I ask? Presents, I was like, can I ask Santa a question when we're done with presents? Can I ask Santa a question?
Yeah, oh, ask him a question too.
Okay, I want to ask Santa a question. Okay, so Santa, you don't have to tell me, but there was a letter that they showed on the television from a girl named Savannah, and I saw this on the CNN, and her PS. No, I have a gripe about this. Don't Maggie, don't I have to do this. It's the general principle. She said, P.S. I'm sorry if I've been bad. It's really hard because of COVID-19 and online school. And in parentheses, she says school in general. I'm trying to be good. Hope you understand. Now, Santa, I've had a lot of experience taking care of children. This sounds like Savannah could be making excuses for Bart Simpson-like behavior during the year. Is she trying to make up for lost time and blaming it on pandemic and online school when she's probably not a very good student and she's blaming a lot of her negative behavior on external influences that possibly she might have heard could be the reason? Is she nice or naughty? You don't have to tell me. I was just curious. I don't want to make it a thing.
Very complex question.
Yeah. What's Savannah's deal, Santa? Is she just
Savannah is a social person. She likes to be with other children. She likes to be with people her own age. And she likes to speak a lot and be out there and have a good time. And now she's cooped up. And so everything that's bad has been exacerbated because she's cooped up, because she's got no outlet for all of this. So what she's trying to do is let me know that that's what's going on there. And I understand. And I commiserate, and I'm going to give her a pass this year. Now, next year, when she's back in school, we're going to hold her to a different standard. But that she wrote that letter and that she put that much feeling into it, we're going to give her a pass this year.
She's not getting coal?
She's not getting coal. She may not be getting an iPad or an iPhone 12, but she's not getting coal.
Okay. I'm glad you cleared that up. That was really bothering me.
Well, yeah.
Let's okay, wait. Can I ask one? I got one too. Can I ask a question?
Can I ask a quick one before you do?
Sure. Yes.
If that letter was on Fox News that says CNN, would that be the same standard?
Huh? I think it was about the letter. It doesn't matter what channel I saw it on. It was, I had to ask about Savannah because it seemed suspect, but Santa cleared that up.
Thank you, Santa Kitty. Santa, from you, what do you say?
If it was on Fox, would it be the same answer?
Okay.
It would be yes, because it's the feeling of the letter. It doesn't matter how it's read and how it's portrayed is different from CNN and Fox, absolutely.
Okay.
The way it comes across. But the substance of the letter remains the same.
Right.
So the interpretation is up to the commentators.
Santa's nonpartisan.
Santa's going to make the final decision. That's all there is to that.
Maggie?
All right, Kitty?
Thank you, Santa.
You're welcome.
Maggie, what's your question?
Santa, have you ever been to Santa Claus, Indiana and vacationed at Holiday World?
I have not.
Santa, have you ever been to Santa's Village in Big Bear?
I have.
It's awesome.
Way back when, it was awesome. And then it just got so run down that it was just sad. And then it closed. And then it reopened, and it's awesome again. So, yes, if you've been there recently, it's good. If you were there, let's say, 20 years ago, it was pretty disgusting, the peeling paint, the scary-looking Santa, and the whole game plan. But now it's good again. So, yes.
Maggie, have you been to Santa Claus, Indiana?
It's a giant water park. Like, it's a whole town. It's like an indoor water park.
The whole town?
It's awesome. Yeah, like, buildings are connected under, like, you can swim.
Wait, like,
under.
You're going supermarket? Like, you're doing supermarket shopping, like, on a slip and slide? And
yeah.
How do you buy your eggs?
You know,
it's like the Gaylord at Nashville, right? It's all-
and Kitty, tell me about Santa's Village. I don't even know. Please tell us about this.
This is like, I guess it's an amusement park. I don't really know much about it other than it's in Big Bear. It's on the way to Big Bear and Lake Arrowhead. And somebody decided that Santa's Village needed to be available for children all year round. And they had real live reindeer and they had rides. And kind of a weird kind of half-assed bakery and a gift shop. Heavy emphasis on the gift shop. And
a lot of half-assed stuff.
That was part of its charm.
Straightened up. Now, they even have a North Pole there that's a frozen thing, so you touch it. It's cold. So it's kind of cool, that part. And the reindeer, yes, they have the reindeer. One time I was there, the reindeer were not very well kept. But you have to understand with reindeer, they get the annual molting thing or the whatever it's called with reindeer. Also, what you also need to understand is reindeer, male reindeer, lose their antlers in November. Therefore, the reindeer that pull my sleigh are all 8 female.
Oh.
So that's why we can get where we're going, because you know how females are much better at looking at maps, asking directions, and getting on time. So that's...
Wait, Donner and Blitzen and Rudolph, they're all female?
Yes, they are.
Remember, it's Donder. Donner was the hungriest reindeer of all.
It's right. Yes. You know my favorite reindeer?
Please tell me.
Comet, because he's always clean.
Oh. Well, that's good to know.
I like Santa that their pronouns are interchangeable.
Yes, yeah, see, I said he, I know what I should have said. She's always clean, but I don't want to sound.
Well, Santa, I hasten to even ask, but has Rotten Kitty been naughty or nice this year?
Well, I expect in her mind she's been nice, but I think she's putting on a little bit of a front that makes her look rotten. But I think if you look below the surface, she's a lovely, nice lady who I would really like to know in person, and I'm sure a lot of other people would. I know you just don't understand how she could be out there and not married. It's just amazing. A wonderful woman like that.
Mm. Oh, Santa, you're so sweet.
Santa, always the flirt. Nice. So, Santa dropped off some gifts at my house, which I will be getting to everybody's house.
Ooh.
So, one of the things that he got me for Kitty was some cyanide lozenges.
Oh, goody! Because we're all going to die someday.
Yeah, just in case. And also, that's...
Yes. Are those for me or my old person?
Your choice.
It's yours to do with what you wish.
Oh, I get that.
But we all get that. But anyway, hopefully he's not listening to the show. But the piece de resistance, the real gift, because Santa knows how much Rotten Kitty loves the Universal Monsters.
Oh, I do. Is that a monster? Oh, I'm going to make some mayhem.
Bride of Frankenstein, officially licensed monster mask for you to wear.
Although, awesome.
Oh, that's great. Because a lot of times I don't want to show my face. That's perfect.
I'm or so you can excited put it on for you.
Oh, that's awesome.
So there you go. That's Bride and Frankenstein Monster Mask.
Oh, that's thank so fun.
Thank you. Thanks, Anna.
Thank you, Santa.
Welcome.
Now, Santa, Maggie Mayfield, has she been naughty or nice this year?
Well, she's about to sing a song, I believe, so I can reserve judgment until then. Would that be all right? Although, okay. Like Austin.
I guess it's a good time. Maggie is going to be singing. Your entire Christmas hinges on this. You realize this, Maggie.
Well, then you're going to love it. This is called the Naughty Christmas Song. Not going home for Christmas this year. Won't fight the crowds at LAX. The planes won't go because there's too much damn snow. I mean, leave it to Chicago here to mess it up for everybody every year. So I'll stay home and have incredible sex. We'll do it to the soundtrack of Little Drummer Boy. He'll go bum 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 bum. Babe, please go down. Santa Claus is coming to town. Well, it might be a white Christmas after all. Let's rock around your Christmas tree tonight. I won't let those jingle bells turn blue. The best sleigh ride that you didn't have to buy. On my knees, let it snow, let it snow. So when your mom's like, we planned this back in September, but you smoke too much weed, you can't remember. She's worried it's a silent night, but everything will be all right. If you send this in a very naughty text, and all I really want for Christmas this year is my clit to look like Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Put your little Saint Nick in my mistletoe quick and pretend that this is our last Christmas.
That was awesome. That's my new favorite Christmas song.
That's
Happy
awesome.
So now you've usurped Santa Baby and Eartha Kitt with that song.
Good.
That was great. And that's become a Christmas classic now. That's the second year it's been out, and people just keep discovering it, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's fun. It's fun. Yes.
People that probably shouldn't be discovering it are discovering it. But
you know, I have a 6 and an 8-year-old niece, and hearing them go, "Won't let those jingle bells turn," it's a little, it's a little worrisome, but it's all right. It's all right.
Probably have to drag out a dictionary to find out what most of it.
You know, just anyway. Just be happy they don't know what it means.
Yet, I know.
Do that.
Hope that they don't.
So Santa, has Maggie been naughty?
Patton Oswalt's Uncle Touchy's Puzzle Basement.
Has Maggie Mayfield been naughty or nice? Which list is she on?
She's on the nice list. Absolutely.
Oh.
Aww. Writes a song like that is just absolutely on the nice list. Somebody that's studied and checked out. Understood all the nuances to all the music and everything. Nice list, absolutely.
Good thank you, Santa. Thank you.
Well, that's with everybody on the nice list. You get some cyanide lozenges.
Yay!
And,
also, Santa, I know that you had a tough time figuring out what to get Maggie this year, but I know that as we established last year, you're really into feet, and on the cover of Maggie's single, The Naughty Christmas, she has her bare feet. So
really, what size?
She didn't amputate them.
So so I see that you got her some Soul Therapy spa collection with cozy socks and
cute.
A pair of mask, a foot mask booties, a pair of cozy socks, foot pumice, foot rasp, a nail buffer, a lavender vanilla candle.
You wanted to say the word booties.
And any nail polishers, and we will.
I love that.
I will make sure, and I will make sure to that you get this in Austin.
Oh my God! Can we just see the shape of that?
That is so cool. Isn't it shaped like a stocking?
No, it looks like a penis.
It does.
It does kind of look like a penis and balls. wait, Mark. Mark, tilt it 90 degrees.
Yeah, 90 degrees. Yeah, there you
please,
go.
Please, for all of us, tilt it 90 degrees. Just 90 degrees. Nope, wrong way. Right. Nope, other way. Yes. Yes.
Oh my gosh.
Hannah, that's the most excitement I've had in a while. How about you?
Oh, I wish I could say the same.
I wish you a Merry Christmas.
By the way, Hannah, is your special Santa there too, Josh?
No, he's coming Christmas Eve night. He's at work right now.
No, Hannah, you noticed like her choice of words. Hooking up in the pandemic.
How are people meeting people during the pandemic? How is this happening?
Hannah?
He's just a boy. I don't know. He's been asking me out for a handful of years. And he was in Italy when the pandemic hit. We started talking. And then I finally said okay to a date with him when he got back over here because it was safe and we went on a picnic and everything. So I don't know. It just happened. He's really sweet.
Oh,
Yeah, he's a nice guy.
And well, then I guess I'm on my streak on my own.
and once again, oddly enough, he's a older man and a musician, but that's the way it goes.
Why is that odd? Older man or
not? I always find that funny that Hannah's type, and it just never. He doesn't have long hair. That's the only thing that surprised me.
No, he's a pretty boy. I don't like blondes, and he's blonde.
He's actually. I approve. He's a really nice guy, but here's the question. Forget him. Santa Claus, has Hannah been naughty or nice this year?
All accounts, she's been nice. She occasionally slips over to the naughty list, but if she does something really good, slips right straight back onto the nice list. So overall, nice list.
Hey. Right. So, Santa, can you make up for being naughty with niceness?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes it's a 2-to-1 trade, though. So if you're really bad, then it takes 2 or 3 good things to bring it back. But it's always possible.
You're never out of it. It's you can always find redemption.
Right. There's no mercy rule. You're never out of the game.
Right. So Hannah, as
yes.
nice people, you get some cyanide lozenges. Do with what you will.
Yes, I'm going to knock out 2020 with a bang.
Right.
That's my head on the floor.
And
that's Josh's. Just Josh's calling.
This may be something. Something that I think Josh might appreciate, which is an oven mitt that says hot vegetarian action.
Bang!
Awesome. I love it.
Yes. Hot vegetarian action.
Cute.
We got some gentle foaming cleanser.
Woo-hoo.
Which is, I know that you need a real gentle cleanser, so that is a gentle cleanser.
I do.
And a 1% tretinol serum that works like a tretinoin.
Woohoo!
Ooh.
And the piece de resistance, and this very much impressed me, Santa. A big Chucky throw blanket.
Oh my Whoa. God! That's so
cute. It's a big one. It's 45 by 60 inches, and it's
That's enough to cover both you and Josh.
Yeah, it is. He's going to be all wrapped up with Chucky.
There you go.
He thinks I'm weird. Just wait.
He has no idea. This is going to be awesome.
He has no idea.
Yes. Santa, I think everybody loves their gifts, is everything.
You
and
too.
Thank you. You're even
thank you, Santa.
Thank you, Santa.
Thank you.
No, I don't know what's going on with that. Must be the lighting.
Well, that was, Hannah, I forgot.
What? I got stuff for Hannah too when we get back into a studio.
I just used my my little sharpener the other day and I thought of you.
Because you were whittling something down to a worthless nub. Love you.
Like that. I love you too.
I love when you play with sharp toys
and think of you.
It's awesome.
Because I was so concentrated on what Santa Claus got you, I forgot that Charlie Renegade from Renegade Radio got you this.
Did he really?
Which is $100. And so I'll be hopefully I'll be stopping by your house and dropping off Santa's gifts and the $100 on my way to San Diego to see my family on Christmas.
Yay!
What a great show. You finally got to virtually meet Santa Claus. Hopefully next year we'll all be in the studio and we'll all sit on Santa's lap.
Yes, I'm so yeah. looking forward to that, Santa.
We're all going to pile up.
Me too.
Santa baby.
I've been there, and yeah, who knows what's going to happen. We'll get Cindy Starfall, we'll get Josie, we'll get everybody. But Santa, thank you so much for being with us again. Oh, is there any last words, anything that people, you want people to get a hold of you anywhere? Please plug away.
Just be safe. Have a good time. Love each other. Send me a letter, and I'll see you in person next year.
Yay.
Yay.
Be safe, Santa.
Be careful, Santa.
Thank you.
Love you, Santa.
Love you back.
Kitty?
Love you, Santa.
And Kitty, you can find you on Instagram, on Facebook, on MySpace.
I guess. I hope not.
No, it's still there.
MySpace?
That's awful. I really wish I could delete that.
I looked at it today. It's still there.
That's horrible.
Model Mayhem. I didn't see the Model Mayhem, but the MySpace is still there.
Oh, wow. Why? Why, God, why?
But did you take off your Model Mayhem? Because I didn't.
No. I haven't logged in a while, but you know, I'm sure it's there. Maybe. I don't know. You might have taken it away. Oh. I don't know. Who knows? Okay. Who knows? I'm sure if somebody really wanted to find me, they could probably find me. Please don't show up at my house.
Yeah, that would be a little creepy, especially now.
You're not okay. part of my pod.
All right. Well, I'll have to mail you Santa's gift, but I forgot the cyanide tablets, but at Rotten Kitty on Twitter, there's always funny stuff going on there.
The strange stream of conscious thought. Sorry about it, kids.
And please, Kitty, let's not make it a year. I it's so weird because I didn't see Kitty for what, 5-6 years. And then you showed up at the show April of 2019.
You were like right down the street. It was so convenient.
Yeah. And so we were, and we reconnected. We hung out so much between April and December 21st of last year. And then I didn't hear from you. We text each other here and there, but I didn't, until now, I haven't talked to you at length for 1 year.
Is it? I can't even believe it's been that long. See, I drop off the grid for a while. That's part of how I do. And then
talked to Hannah since September.
No, I haven't. And I totally miss Hannah. Not that I don't miss you, Mark, but I see you more often. I have more interactions with you. But I do miss Hannah. I do.
Yeah, so we're supposed to go. We were supposed to go to Toy.
We are still supposed to go to Toy. I don't know when that is. That still open? Is Toy still open?
I think we can get everything like takeout. I don't know.
You
I
can take out, but
we have to get takeout, and then we have to go eat at a park that's actually open, and we have to be 10 feet apart. And we're still going to talk about Dick. So I'm sorry.
Like, anyway, you make signs. We'll just make signs to each other and just draw it.
And I hate to. There you go. My mind wandered again, which it tends to do. Maggie, have you had any bad dates at Toy the restaurant on Sunset?
No, I don't even know what that is. Is that terrible?
No. You're safe. No. You're safe. Okay. You're good. You're good. As long as you don't know, then you're fine.
We'll show you the food.
Okay.
It's going to be okay. It's very hip. Tarantino eats there. Much people eat there. But if somebody asks you for a date to go to Toy,
it's not going to work out.
Don't do it. And if you do it, that's why it didn't work.
Okay.
So that's I wish we had time to talk about the guy with the bad breath and the guy that was like
the van dude.
That's in the archives. But Rotten Kitty at Rotten Kitty on Twitter, Rotten Kitty on Facebook. It's so great to have to feel that energy again, that Rotten Kitty energy.
I miss being here. This is fun. I mean, I'm here like all the time, but I mean here, you know, with you lovely people.
And everybody's new BFF, Maggie Mayfield. We love having you, and we would in 2021, I'm sure we will have you on again. And there's so much more to talk about. But tell everybody how they can get a hold of you and how they can take your voiceover class, which I might be doing in the new year.
Oh my gosh. at Maggie Mayfield. That's the thing. MaggieMayfield.com has voiceover stuff. If you're interested in learning how to work from home and be a freelancer and forget your corporate job and do something creative and fun, or at Maggie Mayfield, if you just, you know, want funny dance videos. I'm very pop culture, too pop culture, I think, for this podcast, Mark.
No, we need your help.
Yes, thank you. So that's it. That's it.
MaggieMayfield.com at Maggie Mayfield. Hannah?
I'm still Hail Hannah Box 666 on Instagram and TikTok.
Yes. That's right. You're doing TikTok and OnlyFans too?
They still can't get okayed with my picture with my ID and me. Like, hi, look, I'm over 18. I'm still in trouble.
What? Why? How did you get in trouble?
Oh, no, they just won't approve me. And they're like, this isn't you. I'm like, I'm holding my ID.
Well,
hi.
To be fair, didn't Groucho Marx said that he wasn't going to be part of any club that would have him?
That's right. True. I'm going to go worry, make my own OnlyFans.
You're good enough. You're smart enough. And doggone it, Hannah, people like you.
Thank you.
But also, Maggie, Kitty, and Santa, and all of our audience, check out Hannah's other podcast, Vegans Uncensored, with our friend who's reminds me a lot of Rotten Kitty, is a beautiful smartass, Mary Zaint.
Mm-hmm.
And she has a very similar energy to you, and they talk about veganism, they talk about other things. Vegans Uncensored.
Yeah.
So check that out. And I'm Goth Comedian on all social media, and I got to tell you, this was such a fun Christmas party. And thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas. Happy Hanukkah. Happy Solstice, which I think is most of our listeners. Happy Kwanzaa. Just happy holidays.
Happy December 21st.
Happy December 21st.
And everybody stay safe, and we will see you in 2021. Thank goodness this year is over.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Mark.
Bye.
Have a wonderfully creepy rest of the year.
Thank you, Mark. Bye. Bye, Santa.
Bye, Santa.
Merry Christmas. Bye-bye.